This is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
This is Leon Washington from Andrew Jackson High School, Florida State University, and the New York Jets.
You're listening to 1010 XL.
1010 XL.
92.5 FM. Now, the whole 10 yards. Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and a recap of the biggest games in college football. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville. With your hosts, Clayton, Adrian, Matt, and Wally.
Not so fast, my friends.
Oh, hello.
The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. I am your host, Adrian Wade. Clayton Tinkle is out.
Oh, was it a coup? Was it a takeover?
It was.
It was a
hostile takeover.
Hostile takeover? All right.
I'm in the house. Wally Olligan.
What up? Good morning, people.
Matty Ice, Matt Ziegler.
Woo! Good morning.
See, I like the nicknames already. It's
yeah.
Good. It's good stuff.
Who's Clayton?
I
remember hearing something about it, but I don't know.
Clayton's got a one-way ticket to the milk carton bowl.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Where he is a heavy favorite.
Well, with 102 fever. Yeah, he's going to have to be drinking lots of milk.
Yeah, and some water and
some
other
fluids. And some medicine.
And some
hopefully.
Sleep, hopefully.
Some sleep. Yeah, some sleep, Clayton.
Oh.
That's a direct message.
Yeah.
That's a DM to you.
Rest up, buddy. Get well. Big day in college football yesterday. Looks like the BCS bowl schedule and all the other bowls are pretty much set as far as the big-time games going on. Conference championships everywhere. Ohio State eliminated themselves, as everyone hoped they would.
I didn't hope they would lose that game. I was hoping for it.
You wanted Ohio State?
See, yes.
Why?
Because I
chaos.
Felt, chaos. Because chaos.
I forgot you're all about the chaos.
The chaos theory. All right, so we could pretty much freestyle it today, guys. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
if all you don't mind. I noticed that a lot of Gator fans were happy last night because of Urban Meyer's loss.
A lot of SEC fans were happy last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, in general. And
which I don't understand.
I was going to say,
we'll get into that.
I don't really understand the, you know, he was your coach. He won two national titles with you. He left, and yes, it was like my heart, my family, blah. And so then he goes to Ohio State. But I don't understand, like, are you really going to hold a grudge for the rest of the time that he's at Ohio State? I mean, he had that. he was undefeated for two seasons leading up to that game. I mean, I give the guy a little bit of credit. And they lost to a team that just outplayed them, you know? And so he's not making up excuses. Everyone saw Michigan State was a better, I don't know if they're a better team overall, but they played better last night. And I think Braxton Miller just lost his ticket to New York. I think he had a chance. We talked about that yesterday, Adrian.
Yeah.
If Braxton Miller would have played really well, maybe he gets an invite just because, you know, he only missed like a game and a half or two games, so he still might have been able to. Or my boy Guyton. But considering
Guyton.
But with that loss now, I don't know who's getting invited. But it is nice to see that everything worked itself out.
Yeah, Connor Cook, the quarterback from Michigan State, had a big game.
Yeah, where did that come from? Seriously, I did not expect that from Connor Cook. Did not see that coming.
He's been pretty average all year, but he lit it up yesterday. Over 300 yards passing, three touchdowns, only one pick. And made some really big plays, especially when the team needed it.
Yep, coming up when the lights shine brightest. And you said, what is that, Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Looking like Andrew Luck.
little bit of Andrew Luck shine.
Yeah, maybe Cook gets invited to New York. Who knows?
No way.
No.
I know someone who might have earned a ticket to New York, but we'll get into that when we talk about the Auburn Reserve.
Braxton Miller, 8 of 21 for 101 yards yesterday.
That good.
He was
not
who we
good.
Thought he was.
Those are Blaine Gabbert numbers.
Aren't they?
Yes, those are.
Blaine Gabbert, favorite for the Heisman.
How about it? he could afford a trip to New York. He's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything
on Sundays. Nope. Yeah, he's just hanging out. Carlos Hyde, 18 carries, 118 yards, no touchdowns.
No touchdowns.
And that's the big statistic that matters. Langford had that big run in the fourth quarter. I think it was like a 34-yarder, 40-yarder. Kind of put the thing away for Michigan State. I don't know. I'm really surprised Ohio State lost that way. I figured if they were going to lose, it was going to be like on a field goal as time expired or something like that. But Michigan State just punched them in the mouth in the fourth quarter, too. 14 unanswered points. I wasn't expecting that from Ohio State with all the trash they were talking, too.
Yeah, they were pretty confident going in.
Very confident. I was surprised. There's all sorts of memes and stuff of Brutus Buckeye holding up that signs like SEC, why you mad? And all sorts of junk. Yeah, just, I don't know. I believe in that jinxing stuff. To an extent, you know, and It seemed like they just fired up Michigan State for that game.
Yeah, it was just funny because Ohio State, this is the first time Ohio State's been held scoreless in the first quarter since like 2012 or something like that, October.
Jeez.
When they played Penn State last year. So
that's the thing. They're a good team. You know, and everyone had been arguing all season long their schedule was weak, and, you know, they can't necessarily control that, but they are a good team. But now how far do you think they fall in the BCS standings with that loss?
They tumble.
It's not going to be in Alabama where you go from 1 to 3 or 1 to 4 or whatever it was. Nah.
They fall to like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But
according to, you know, the talking heads, they still have a chance to get to a BCS bowl. Looks like they'll be going to the Orange Bowl against Clemson.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, they're pretty much the same team.
Yeah. Braxton Miller, Taj Boy, y'all the same.
Yeah, all the
same guy.
They all look alike.
Oh.
You said that, not me. Let it just be known. I did not say that. Not me.
I can say that.
Oh, you can say that. Apparently.
All right, anything else you all took away from the game? Michigan State's defense, I didn't know if they would have the speed, you know, from sideline to sideline to really contain Braxton Miller and Carlos Hyde. You know, both those guys got their yards, but, you know, that was a bend but don't break kind of defense.
They held them where it counted, and that was not letting them in the end zone. I mean, seriously.
Real physical, too.
Yeah.
Really, any time they had a chance to hit Braxton Miller after a throw, you know, not roughing the passer, but just a little shove because, you know, Ohio State kind of runs that offense, that option sometimes. Mm-hmm. And with that option, the quarterback is eligible to get hit because you're not sure if he's going to give up the ball or not. So I think that may have had something to do with it. Might have gotten in Braxton Miller's head a little bit because, I mean, like you said, 8 for 21, 101 yards. We haven't seen that from him. I mean, even when he was hurt, we saw him put up better numbers than that.
Yeah. You know, he put up 250.
Yeah. And granted, he ran for 142, but, you know, if he was going to win this game, he was going to have to win with his arm.
Yeah, not just running the ball.
Not just running the ball, because right. Michigan State, you know, they play hard enough and play physical enough that he was going to get hurt if he tried to carry that ball 10 more times.
Is anyone else's computer have the HIV? My computer is
the HIV. No, I'm using my laptop for that same reason.
That die slow? No. Mine's doing good.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
I guess it might just be mine.
What has Clayton been working with
I
all
know,
year?
Clayton's putting a virus everywhere. He's spreading that wealth.
No. Coughing all on the keyboard. Take this.
No wonder he always sits there.
Yeah, right.
So used to it. Oh, geez.
All right, Thursday night, Louisville played Cincinnati. If Louisville won and UCF won Saturday, UCF will get the automatic bid. Louisville took care of Cincinnati. It did take overtime. Teddy Bear Bridgewater, you know, he had a great game. I think everyone's seen the highlights by now.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking tackles in the backfield, throwing off one foot, sliding to the side.
How much has he fallen off in the eyes of Heisman voters, though? It's like he took that loss to UCF, which really wasn't even his fault.
No.
And next thing you know, it's like they buried him, and he's like,
and
dead
how good
somewhere.
And let's see how good UCF is. UCF's going to be going to a BCS bowl game.
They struggled against SMU yesterday.
Yes, they did.
They only won 17-13.
But then again, it was like 6 degrees, and there was 8 people at
the
game and everything.
It was so empty.
It was really terrible conditions out there to go play a game.
Is that why? Yeah. I was like, why is no one out? Like, school support? What happened to that?
Well, like, because I guess in that area they had lost like 250,000 people lost power in that general area, and so
that's the reason to go to the game.
Well, no, they were like, listen, the conditions are bad. We advise that you stay home, but if you come to the game, free admission,
free hot dog or something.
There was like 12 people at the game. It was not.
I was thinking it might have had something to do with the SMU sanctions still. I'm like, dang. I'm like, dang, 20 years later, and they're still, all right.
The Pony Express.
That's what you call probation. Dang. They got you.
That's parole.
Yeah.
Talk about that death sentence. It's lingering. Yeah, I don't know why Teddy Bridgewater fell so far, and not just in the Heisman rankings, but also just NFL draft stock plummeted after that UCF loss. And, you know, you hadn't mentioned it yet, Adrian, but Jordan Lynch, NIU, got stomped on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
I don't think he should go to New York, because if you're going to lose, if you're going to have a schedule like that and lose one game, nope, you're done. You know what I mean? If Teddy's going to get kicked out of the Heisman race for one loss, Jordan Lynch should as well, especially considering Teddy Bridgewater didn't play necessarily bad in that UCF game.
No.
Jordan Lynch played awful.
Awful.
Yeah, he
awful.
Did not look good at all.
Bowling Green.
And Bowling Green has, you know, they're known to have a pretty good defense for,
yeah,
you know, for the
match. You said that like Barkevious Mingo.
Yeah. Bowling Green. Bowling Green. A sport and a color.
Yeah.
Beat you. How do you let that happen? But no, I thought Louisville looked good. I mean, in terms of Teddy running that offense. I didn't see his interception. I didn't see if it was bad or not.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't a bad one.
No, I think he deserves to go to New York. For sure. Yeah, I mean,
but he's not gonna get any votes though, because it's like, seriously, he was in the national eye up until that UCF game, and then they lose. And it's like I said, it's like they lost. Teddy didn't play bad in that game.
No.
He certainly didn't lose that game, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, he's obviously not, you know, a Heisman candidate.
Heisman candidate.
I think it's funny how that works.
And yet AJ McCarron with 11 wins, which is not technically even a stat.
Well, there you go.
Is a front runner.
But AJ McCarron's schedule is difficult enough that those many wins warrant him a little bit of recognition. But I agree with you.
Aren't wins a team statistic, not a individual statistic?
But then you could even go as far as to say, you know, passing yards and rushing yards and stuff. Well, look at the offensive line. Look at the, you know.
Because I've always been one of those guys that's like, even though the quarterback gets all the recognition, all the praise when they win, and he gets the, you know, gets the crap beat out of him when they lose, I feel like you could do the same thing with kickers. How many games end with a last-minute field goal? Does the kicker get, oh, man, this kicker got 8 wins.
I think they deserve
because he kicked a game-winning field goal. Really?
That's a really good point. And I think kickers deserve a little more recognition for that. But we only really see kicker recognition when they miss field goals. Like, unfortunately, the kicker for Alabama.
Oh, man.
Getting, like, death threats on Twitter and stuff. That's dumb.
Yeah, which is stupid. The fan, people got to chill about that stuff. Yeah, like, but that's not fair. But then again, I also understand. It's like,
but everyone behind a keyboard, you know, total anonymity.
Anonymity.
When no one knows it's you behind a keyboard. Yeah, you can put whatever you want, and you know you're not going to get caught.
Worst part is though, a lot of people put their names and stuff like that on there. I was like, I don't know how many people go on Facebook and say all sorts of vulgar and nasty things, not realizing that their name is on there, and they're usually their picture. It's like, people can find you.
Yes, the NSA is watching and listening.
Yeah, okay? Saying the most nasty stuff, smiling in your picture.
Yeah.
Smiling, holding your baby
holding
up.
Holding your kids.
Like, what? You're going to threaten me to do, I'm going to do this and that, this and that, and this and that, and you're smiling at Disney World in your profile picture. I mean, come on.
But with the AJ McCarron thing, I think it goes the other way, too, where AJ McCarron shouldn't necessarily be punished because he plays for such a dominant team that they overshadow his play. You know, so it goes both ways, but I see what you're saying. It is a team sport, and I think if people are making the argument solely on wins, that shouldn't merit for anything.
Right.
I mean, AJ McCarron put up good numbers. He's just a conservative guy. He's a conservative quarterback. You know,
it's because he doesn't have to do much. And let's you've got,
no, he doesn't.
I mean, you've got 16,000 running backs at Alabama that can just come in, literally step in and just run the ball all day. They're not asking him to do a lot.
Him and Saban, to me, are a Brady and Belichick type situation where Saban is the puppet master. And while AJ McCarron can get the job done, and we've seen him get the job done in big games like the LSU National Championship game, this is if Saban says you're throwing the ball 8 times, he'll throw it 7 just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know? It's that kind of thing. And it's not an offense where, like, Jameis Winston, you're going to have to throw the ball 30 times to win. And granted, he's got Carlos Williams, he's got Freeman, he's got Wilder. They still win because of Jameis.
Did Jameis lock up that Heisman yesterday?
Oh,
he locked it up as soon as that verdict came out.
Yeah, man.
As soon as the no charges came out, he locked up the Heisman.
I think so. I think so, too, because that was like the day before the voting was official. Or it was like a few hours before the voting booths were closed for the Heisman. So, yeah, I think he definitely locked it up then.
I mean, who else? Honestly, I think it's like, who else would win the Heisman this year?
Trey Mason.
He should get
a phone call and be like, hey,
pack your bags, you're going to New York.
Pack your bags, you're going to New York.
Does the second place in the Heisman get like a smaller trophy? Like a smaller silver trophy? You get a medal? Do you get a button or a ribbon or something?
The guy that's stiff arming, he's like, I don't know, what would he be doing?
I don't know, maybe getting tackled. Maybe it's the running back getting tackled, but he's not tackled yet. He's in the act of going down.
The act of going down.
He's like cheering in the background.
Yeah, something like that, you know? No, but Trey Mason, he deserves an invite. But it's Jameis or bust, man. He's the only. And it's going to be back-to-back years with a freshman quarterback. They went how many decades without a sophomore winning it before Tebow? Before Tebow. And now all of a sudden, boom, freshman's the way to go.
I'm waiting for the first true freshman to win it, though. That's the key.
I'm waiting for the first high school senior to win it.
Oh!
Wendy's high school Heisman.
Yeah.
And they actually give him the, no, you did good.
No, you didn't. You did well enough. You're going to New York.
Yeah, New York.
Well, Derrick Henry would have won it last year. I think he might have won the Wendy's High School Heisman last year, but now just part of that stable of Alabama running backs.
Yeah, why did he go to Alabama,
I don't
by the
know,
way? Because it's like, it seemed like a smart idea at the time, only to realize that he's not going to play until he's a junior.
Well, Yeldon and Drake are pretty good.
Yeah. And they're not going anywhere.
They're not leaving.
Same with that fullback, the guy they converted to fullback.
Jalen Fowler.
Fowler, yeah. Fowler's solid too, man. He's like a Mike Alstott type where just short yard, boom, give him the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were recruiting Derrick Henry, I think they wanted him to play defensive end or outside linebacker, but he kind of insisted that he was a running back.
Hey, guys, I'm a running back, if you haven't noticed. Look at my trophies.
I'm a 6'4" average speed running back.
I'll take 6'4" average speed running back.
It's like, okay, but I have this other 6'4" running back who's really fast.
Yeah, he's a lot faster than average.
And this 6'3" running back who's also very fast. So we're just kind of have you waiting in the wings, Derek. You don't mind, do you? I mean, he's still on scholarship.
He's on scholarship at Alabama, which they're always, I wouldn't say always, but they're going to be in talks for the national title almost every year.
And worst case scenario, you could always go back to Yulee, be a coach. I mean, they'll take him back. I mean, Brett Favre's team that he was coaching won.
They won a state title.
Yeah,
they won a state title.
Yeah, Brett Favre is the champion again.
And, you know, he wasn't even the head coach. He's just the offensive coordinator.
Y'all see the picture of him coaching? He's got the full
beard, and the
headset. He's just looking like a grizzled veteran.
Yeah,
coach
Cap,
out
Captain
there. I'm like,
Gray
man,
beard.
Look at this guy.
It reflects on me and like, how old am I? I remember him running up and down the field when they won the Super Bowl against the Patriots in the Superdome.
When he had that lofty brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Then again, waving
was,
in the wind.
That boyish smile he
that
had.
That was 96.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think I got a Brett Favre 96 poster from the book fair when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, that book fair.
It said back-to-back MVP on it.
Ooh, mama gave you $5, $5, $10, maybe a 20?
Nah, I definitely wasn't a 20.
Your mama let you buy books at the Scholastic Book Fair?
I think I had to use my lunch money for that. Like, mom wasn't shelling out no extra bucks.
Me and a buddy split a poster. We were like, all right, one week it'll be at my place. The next week we'll put it at your place. After the first week, it just stayed at my place. I was like, what poster? Nah.
Oh, that burned up in the fire.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Chicago Fire 1918.
Like, what?
Chicago Fire 1918. What? Huh? What? You talking history?
Yeah, but with the NIU loss and everything, I think AJ McCarron has he's going to slide into that to one of those seats at the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Yeah, literally slide in.
Him, Trey Mason, and Jameis. I think the three of them. Yeah, because they can choose on the Heisman commercials. It's like players subject to change.
Yeah, players subject to change.
Shuffle.
Like, we don't know who's gonna win. Well, we all know who's gonna win. We don't know who's gonna sit there.
Well, they had to take their invite back for Braxton Miller. They had to take it back for Jordan Lynch. Like, who the heck do we invite?
Imagine being that guy that was like, oh, you're totally going, and then having to make that phone call again. Hey, Braxton.
Braxton, here's the thing, man.
You went 8-for-21,
and we love you. We love you. We really do. But next year, like, ooh, next year we got a seat warmed up for
you. You would look good in a suit. You would look good in a suit and sitting there. But like,
what's your boy Guyton doing? We don't have his number.
can you text that to us?
Yeah, he never went 8-for-21.
What if they have them all sitting in like a Google chat or like a Skype, sitting there with their suits and ties on? No one gets the invite, but Jameis. And they just take everyone via Skype.
That's essentially what it is, man. I mean,
there's gotta be a player who decides that he's not gonna go to the Heisman thing and he's just gonna Skype in.
Might as well. I mean, unless you want that free ticket to New York and do the show, but I mean, if you got stuff to do, you got final exams or something.
It's gotta be some fifth year senior that has nothing to do, and he's just like, you know what? I hate planes. I don't want to go to New York. He's just gonna. He wins the trophy, but he's just gonna Skype in.
Skypes in from his phone. Doesn't even give him.
He's at the beach.
Doesn't give him a courtesy of a big screen. Like, nah, I'm here.
Hey, it's all loud in the background. I want to thank y'all for winning this. Hey, I'll be right there.
I'll
be right there. I'm doing something.
Hold up.
Sir, can we take your order? Yeah, I'll have the lasagna and the...
the penne a la vodka, please.
All right, listen to the whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. More college football talk.
The whole 10 yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. We're back. What's that, Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Both.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know Guitar Hero, when I play that.
It was on both.
On both?
Yes, sir.
That orange pinky.
That orange pinky is tough.
It's stretch tough. It out, yeah.
It's like, yo, learn the technique is you either stretch or slide
either
down.
Either stretch or slide down.
Yeah. I learned that slide down movie. I was like, oh, this is game changer.
Yep, I used to stretch, but then once I did the slide down, I was like, uh-oh, time for expert. Time for expert.
I got those crooked pinkies, so I wasn't too good at
those.
Those
Tori Holt fingers?
Yeah.
going everywhere.
Poor Tori Holt.
That special glove.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Is he?
No.
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 No. Maybe the Jaguars ring of honor.
No, not great, even that.
That was a good year with, 20 receptions.
Oh, jeez.
He had a few first downs.
Can we not?
Move those chains.
As a side note, though, the game on Thursday, I know this is a little off topic, but the game on Thursday was awesome. It was good to actually be in Everbank and actually have it sound like it was like in like
it, that's what I was gonna
say. I haven't heard it like that in a long time.
Watching the game, you could tell that was a renewed energy in that stadium. Like every time there was a sack, because they got a lot of pressure on Keenum in the beginning, those players were jumping up. You could see them looking out in the fans, and you could feel the energy from the TV. I kind of wish I'd have gone.
You should have, man.
I really should have.
It was a fantastic experience
for sure. Next one, though, I mean, and it's good that we won a game on primetime, so at least the world saw.
And they looked good, too. It wasn't like, we won like 13-6 or
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
it was
no.
Like 14-0, 20, you know.
And it was an entertaining game at the end when it was 27-20?
Yeah, 20, or 24-20.
24-20, yeah. That's what made it interesting. But
all the big boy networks are giving Jacksonville some love now.
Yeah, I don't like that, though. Like, yeah. I still want to fly under the radar. Y'all, national media hates us anyway, so I don't care.
Mark Brunell turned on us.
That's another.
Oh, no, that's just my opinion. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, Mark Brunell doesn't know who I am.
No.
All right, guys. You guys want to take a trip?
Yeah.
Let's take a trip.
Look for a little ride.
I drive a little fast.
Oh, good.
That's fine.
Oh.
Meet me.
We got the Roadrunner running next to us.
Road trip.
All right, let's go to the Big 12 to start things off.
Starting in the Big 12.
All right, Matt, which game do you want to start with?
All right, we'll get it out of the way. Texas Baylor with the loss. Well, I guess I'll preface it with Oklahoma State losing to Oklahoma in the Bedlam game. Had Texas defeated Baylor, we would have won the Big 12. Unfortunately, Baylor looked good coming out of that halftime where the score was 3-3. We looked good. Case McCoy started doing Case McCoy things in the second half. Let me give you a stat line real quick. All right. 12 for 34 for 54 yards, one touchdown, two INTs. Adrian, you said you like Case McCoy.
Is that the whole game?
That's the whole entire game.
Did he get hurt? What happened?
No. He just, you know, he was like, man, I'll never be like my brother. Too much pressure. Someone told him at halftime that the Big 12 title was on the line. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And in classic McCoy fashion, was like, oh, this game's too big for me. My stomach hurt. I can't remember the playbook, coach.
Yeah.
Isn't he just a sophomore, though?
Yeah, but I don't.
You guys should have recruited a Hatfield.
David Ash is injured with a concussion. So, I mean, he's going to be our starter going into next year. But Bryce Petty and Baylor, they're just a better team. The fact that the score was 3-3 at the half, and that with that loss, Baylor won the Big 12. Technically, Texas second place in the Big 12. Given how the season started, I'll take it, man. I'll take it every day.
Mac Brown, does he stay or does he go?
I think he stays one more year, but the AD definitely is starting to put a plan into place as to who's going to replace him.
I would not be shocked if we heard that Mac Brown was out of Texas by the end of the year.
By the end of the, after
the bowl game, it would not shock me.
Okay.
If they said Mac Brown resigned of his own volition.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen,
but I
could see it, but I think they're going to give him one more year.
Sign the papers, Matt. Sign the papers.
You've got a golden parachute. Just sign the papers. Let's go get a guy.
4.3 QBR.
Yeah.
How?
He's not very good.
Well, that's really just breaking it down there for us.
I really don't know how else to put it. 54 yards. I mean, we were just making fun of Braxton Miller.
At least he broke 100.
He broke 100.
Braxton Miller almost had twice as many yards as Case McCoy. Get out of here.
And fewer interceptions.
It's been one of those seasons for Texas. This was one of the worst offensive Longhorn teams I've ever seen. And, you know, Major Applewhite, the QB coach, and I think he's the offensive coordinator now, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have some work to do going into next season, kind of change things around. depending on if, you know, David Ash will be able to play all season, new recruits coming in. But the defense held up. Jackson Jeffcoat, unfortunately, be going to the draft. So we'll have to rebuild on the defense, but hopefully the offense could be better next year.
At least you're going to a bowl game.
At least we're going to a bowl game. I mean, we're Texas, so it'll be, you know, a good. It won't be like the Insight.com bowl. It'll be something.
It'll be something notable.
It'll be something relatively good, yeah.
Something notable.
At least you have Malcolm Brown.
Yep.
He had 131 yards rushing yesterday, so that's a bright spot. Something to build around.
A lot of his yards, though, came in the first half. Second half was just Case McCoy throwing the ball.
Do you get to leave the state for your bowl game? That's the question.
I don't know. No. Play the Alamo Cotton Bowl's not bad. Cotton Bowl's okay.
I myself personally do not like the Cotton Bowl.
Ooh. Oh.
Brings back a lot of bad memories.
Does really? It now?
It does.
Listen, I'm...
You know, that 1800 living.
My descendants are from Nigeria, so I don't have that same thought process.
I don't mind it. You know, I like the texture. You know, I like how it washes. It's machine washable, and I'm not bad.
It's breathable.
It's breathable.
It can be breathable.
You guys are bad, man.
All right, staying here
this
in the Big 12.
This is what happens when Clayton's not here.
Yeah. Oh, it is chaos.
Anarchy.
Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State was a big favorite coming in. Oklahoma hasn't been very consistent all year, and frankly, I'm not a big fan of the Stoops family.
Nah.
I don't know them.
Right here, I don't give a damn.
And that's an accurate statement.
Yep, just another big loss for Oklahoma State. Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy can't get over the hump. He can't win the big one.
But he's a man.
He's a man. 40. Well, now he's got to be like 40, 50.
He's like 43.
That
was like 3 years ago.
I was like a minute ago.
I'm a man. I'm 43. Keeps increasing.
Someone make it stop.
Someone help.
Four people. I didn't even see that. Four guys threw passes for Oklahoma in that game. Blake Bell, Knight, Thompson, and Bethune. Oh, was that the holder on the fake the fake field goal?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good play.
After Trevor Knight went down, Blake Bell came in. 10 of 16, 140, one touchdown. You know, he hasn't looked good all year, but he looks good when it counts, it seems like.
Yep. And, I mean, Oklahoma, they had that drive at the end because Oklahoma State scored with a minute 46 remaining.
Yeah.
We watched the game. Oklahoma just kind of, whoop, went right down the field on them.
Yeah. No one could stop Jalen Saunders.
Yeah.
Jalen Saunders.
Saunders.
He's going to cause some issues on Sunday.
Yeah. He had that punt return was sweet. It looked like the same one he did last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about taking some angles? You all take geometry at Oklahoma? It's all about angles.
I think they just had a bunch of fat boys on the field.
The whole state of Oklahoma.
They had the kicker, the holder, and a bunch of fat guys.
Yeah.
We're going to block.
All right. With that win, it looks like Oklahoma may be going to the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
To take on Alabama. Anyone like their chances in that one?
No.
I could see Alabama just losing that game. I can't remember.
I can't see them losing another game.
It was a
like
few
that.
Years ago. I can't remember what bowl game it was, but Alabama had just, I think it's when they lost the SEC title game to Florida, to Tebow. And it was the year that Tebow and the Gators beat Oklahoma in the national title game. Alabama lost the SEC title. I can't remember what bowl they went to, but I think they ended up losing.
They went to the Sugar Bowl and got rocked by Arkansas.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Rocked.
Yeah.
Oh, no, or was it? Yeah, it was Arkansas.
It was Arkansas. Yeah.
Or no, Utah.
Was it Utah?
Oh. Yeah. It was Utah.
Boom, you are right. Yes, I remember because everyone was talking about how Bama was going to crush Utah. They don't got a chance. But I don't know, motivation plays a big factor, man. That was a team that was expecting. Could still be playing for the national title. We don't know what could happen today. I mean, the computers could be like, you know what, Alabama, you're better than Auburn. Jump them.
That would cause riots
in
the street.
Yeah.
Now, I already know that in Michigan State, they were already setting stuff ablaze there. They were rioting. Yeah. Out there. Well, I mean, it was more to keep warm than anything else, but But if Alabama jumps Auburn somehow and is playing for the title game, there will be rioting all over the country.
I'm glad you threw a Detroit is bankrupt joke in there. I love it. I love it.
Get well soon, Detroit.
Get well soon. Yes.
Pray for you, Clay.
You know, even though Oklahoma won yesterday, I think a better matchup as far as, you know, watchability. Is that a word?
Or I'll give it to you.
Okay. We'll ride with it.
It'll stand.
I think Oklahoma State would be a more compelling game to watch than Oklahoma taking on Alabama.
Oklahoma State's offense a little
more
spread.
You just want to see the offense. You just want to see the offense.
And Justin Gilbert, the cornerback, he could have wrapped that game up, dropped that interception late.
Yep. Oh, man.
Which,
when I thought he picked that ball off, I was...
He screamed.
I was all like sorts of mad. Yeah, because the whole time, like, how are you going to do that?
Oh, what happened?
Where was my phone call to hang out and watch the game with you guys?
It started with, like, hey, let's just, you know, grab a beer or two, just hang out, watch a few games. And then it became, what, the 10:30 or something?
An all-day event.
It did not.
Oh, y'all were there all day just watching?
It did not. It wasn't planned.
Man, that sounds wonderful.
It was fun. It was nice.
That sounds wonderful. Wish you could have joined.
It was nice. Next time. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, listen, it all takes is a phone call.
I'll hit you up next time. But again, I don't know
text
how long.
Text message, text, smoke signals. I can read those.
I don't know how long we're gonna be there for.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a couple beers and go.
Yeah, they go. It's like
adult beverages. I don't know.
Yeah. We don't have beer sponsors.
I'm 27. I'm a man. I'm 27.
The cops are outside the studio. Like 20. Okay. False alarm is 27.
We're not gonna have to raid the 1010 yep. studios.
Good.
Oh, only underage person is Clayton, and he's not here because he's sick.
Oh, that's right.
Well, and on a milk carton.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly sick. All right, let's take
102 fevers, nothing to joke about that. That's serious.
Yeah. You should have said nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Oh!
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, see, I wasn't on my toes, but I'm not thinking like that.
102 is serious if, you know, if you're a baby.
Well.
If you're an infant.
Well, the little beard can only, it'll warm up so much in the face.
It can only sustain so much heat.
Yeah.
Let's take a trip out west, California.
Man, that's cheating. The Roadrunner got a head start on that one.
The Roadrunner always gets a head start.
That's right.
He's a cheater. I'm all about that Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
That Roadrunner meat is delicious.
Oh.
Stanford, Arizona State, and Tempe for the Pac-12 championship. And it was over from the get-go.
And some love for you, Wally. The whole time I was rooting for Arizona State because I wanted you to be able to say called it from the get-go.
Yeah, I wanted to say called it from the get, and then I checked my phone and said, oops.
Oops.
Came Milton.
Yeah.
The fact that they got that far, though, I mean, you got to respect that. No one saw them playing. Everyone expected anyone but Arizona State.
They won the South, and I'll take that.
They had no answer for Tyler Gaffney. Tyler Gaffney broke off that 70-yard run, 69-yard run in the first quarter. They kind of contained him after that, seeing as how he got 69 yards on one carry. Yeah. Had 133 for the game off 22.
Yeah, Stanford still finished with 517 total yards, so it's not like they really did anything.
Yeah.
517.
Arizona State has that small size and speedy defense, but definitely couldn't match up in the trenches with Baby Bama.
Baby Bama, they just got monsters, a bunch of 300-pound Goliaths. And there's not much you can do if you're Arizona State. I mean, offensively, they scored a touchdown early on, a DJ Foster 51-yard run to tie it up 7-7. But a 51-yard run for a touchdown, you can't be banking on that to win you the game. You know, you're not going to have a bunch of 50, 60-yard plays to win it. And I don't like Stanford, so I really didn't want them to win that
game. Well, yeah, we know that's well documented. Tyler Gaffney's three rushing touchdowns in the first half were tied for the most in an opening half by a Pac-12 team. Last person to do that in the Pac-12 now.
Wait, a Pac-12 title game?
Or just
a Pac-12 game?
A Pac-12 player this season.
Oh, this season?
This season? Yeah. DeAnthony Thomas?
Kadeem Carey. No.
Think Asian girls everywhere.
Brett Hull. Oh, that.
Miles Jack.
Yeah.
Miles Jack, the hybrid linebacker, running back, monster beast guy.
Was he Pac-12 offensive and defensive player of the year or something like that? Or freshman of the year?
He's a freshman of the year.
Jeez.
True freshman, by the way. And then the last person to do that in the last Stanford player to do that in the first half was Toby Gerhart, 2008.
I forgot he went.
Oh, Toby.
Oh, Toby.
Toby, I think he's
so big.
He won the silver medal Heisman.
He did.
He got the guy getting sacked. Ah. Yeah.
And he was okay with it.
Yeah, now he's got the easiest job in the NFL, backing up Adrian Peterson. Yeah. Oh, he destroyed his knee. I'll get to play. Oh. Okay, I guess not. I'm not
gonna. Oh, he's back?
He's 2,000 yards.
What? How did that happen?
No, I thought. Dang. Okay. Can I be a fullback? No? Still going to be behind him.
I'm
okay.
Still be behind AP?
I still get that paycheck, though, right?
Right.
Oh, get that paycheck.
The active game day check. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Do they get paid at the end of every game?
I think so.
Or is it like every 2 weeks?
It's direct deposits after every game.
They get paid at midnight.
That would be the greatest feeling ever. I don't care how much NFL minimum check is. It's like you just look at your. I mean, like, hey, all right, I got to check the account.
Let me check.
There's six zeros in there. Yeah.
I didn't get a carry. That's okay.
That's fine.
This check is carrying me and my family.
Stanford with the win. Looks like they clinched a trip.
The Rose Bowl?
South, I guess.
Home?
Yeah. A bus ride home to Pasadena, taking on Michigan State in the Rose Bowl.
I feel bad for all those teams that play in like the Pac-12, especially because it's been like just California-based teams that they can't go anywhere to play. It's like, oh, well, we're just going to play in our backyard again.
And the Rose Bowl, I mean, they call it the big daddy of them all and all that stuff. I think it's the worst bowl game.
It literally is.
The granddaddy of them all?
It's the granddaddy of
the
all.
Big daddy?
The big daddy. Yeah, the big daddy is the granddaddy.
The big daddy.
Oh, it's like the big.
Balls.
Balls. It's like the Big Ten legends and leaders of yesteryear.
Yeah, it's just never really entertaining. I mean, it's always like a Wisconsin, Ohio State, Stanford. And those teams usually it's just conventional, conservative offense. Let me just run that ball 50 times.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even mind it. It's just like playing in Pasadena does not sound fun
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, it just doesn't interest
like,
me.
Like, oh, we're going to Atlanta. Oh, we're going to Miami. We're going to Tampa. We can, like, Pasadena.
Going to Louisiana. Going, yeah, somewhere where there's...
Like, we're going somewhere that's not in our home state. I would be about that. As a Stanford Cardinal player, I'd be like, man, we're going to the Rose Bowl again? Like, seriously.
That Rose Bowl swag,
can I just... Do I have to ride with the team, or can I just drive down?
Can I just drive myself?
Can I ride with my parents?
Yeah, can I call my mom and dad and have dinner with them?
I'm trying to get some exercise. I'm going to take my bike there.
The grandfather of them all.
The granddaddy of them all.
Please, don't do a playoff system.
I do like the Rose Bowl parade, though. That's really cool to watch.
I don't think I've ever watched the Rose Bowl parade.
No?
I'm not a big fan of parades.
Hey, I agree with you on that. The Thanksgiving Day parade is one of those things where it's like, oh, look at the balloons. Look at all the people walking. I'm just going to go back to sleep like a normal human like, being.
Charlie Wake me Brown. Up when the turkey's ready. Like.
Yeah. Charlie Brown hasn't aged in 40 years.
46 years.
Come on.
How is that float still staying?
Right, yeah.
How's that float still look that good? You only use it once a year? Really? How are you storing that?
How are you doing that? And where are you storing it?
How are you doing that? How are you doing that?
All that?
How you doing that?
You keep it in my garage. If you want? I don't mind. Man, I don't like Stanford.
Struggle's real.
Do we do the ACC wrap-up, or do we do...
Well, we can cover
can we go
the
there
we can go the Utah State Fresno State championship game because
oh there was another game in California.
I didn't even know that
the Mountain West football championship
so,
game. Utah State.
The Mountain West what? Fans listening are like, you fools!
You fools! How dare you,
David Carr's brother?
Oh, that's gonna give me some hate mail.
Yeah, just a bit.
Derek Carr threw 3 touchdown passes as they went to
Derek
beat
Carr.
Utah
Has Derek
State.
Carr thrown like 1,000 touchdowns this
he
year?
He has thrown 1,500,000 touchdowns. 1,500,000. That's not even a real number.
It sounds about right, though.
Yeah, I watched his brother do the same thing.
Yeah, except hopefully he
and then he got at least a mud hole stomped to him in the NFL.
Yeah,
well, he did play for the Texans.
And isn't it funny that, well, is Carr a senior?
Carr is a senior.
Fifth year senior.
Oh, how funny would it be if he, I mean, it's not going to happen.
Please let it happen.
Please let it happen.
Please let it happen.
And with the
Don't
first
you wish
round
that evil.
Pick.
Don't you wish that evil.
With the first pick of the NFL draft. Houston Texans take Derek Carr.
Derek
Carr. Full circle.
And once again, and of course he comes back when they stink again.
Oh, yeah.
And their offensive line about to stop another mud hole in you. We hate them cars.
Yeah, don't get beat by the Jaguars twice. Get butt fired.
Should have never gave you cars money. Stomp them out. Get them out of here.
Listen to Derek Carr's numbers, though. 4,866 yards, 48 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Heisman.
Yeah, New York. Invite him.
He won't get it. He won't get it.
Ever. Derek Carr or Jordan Lynch?
Ooh.
That's a good. That's Jordan Lynch uses his legs more than his arm, so I would go with Derek Carr just because. If, I mean, 7 interceptions to how many pass attempts?
Pass attempts. Looking. Let me scroll.
Pass
scroll
attempts.
On down.
605.
So 7 interceptions to 605 attempts. Yeah, man, that's
ridiculous.
I'm no mathematician, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's
percentage.
Got a complete. He had a completion record. Completion percentage of 70.1 this year.
Oh yeah.
So.
He for sure deserves to go. I mean, it just depends on if the pollsters decide the Mountain West is strong enough of a conference.
No, it's because they haven't actually seen Derek Carr play.
Well, neither have I really. But that is neither here nor there.
At least you're honest.
I'll tell it how it is. But Utah State, they should. I feel like they should have beaten them by more. 24-17. Utah State 8-5. Oh, 7-1 in the Mountain West, though.
Yeah, they're no slouch. I think Utah State would have been really good if Chucky wouldn't have got hurt earlier this year. Their quarterback, Chucky Keaton.
You might know more about Utah State than anyone in the state of Florida right now.
You might know more about Utah State than people in Utah.
Chucky Keaton, wore number 17. They were going to run a Heisman campaign for him this year. Put up big numbers last year.
Well, Urkel. Did I do that?
Well, it's the fact that his name is Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about John Gruden at first.
Yeah, that's like John Gruden.
What?
Name
yeah, yeah, that's what he's going to do.
What?
Say what?
All right, let's do some ACC wrap-up when we get back. The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This is The Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
How's the song go?
I'm saying awesome, I'm 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Wow, wow, wow.
Listen, we'll all just float on.
Yeah. I'll just float on.
1010 XL 92.5 FM. We're back. The whole 10 yards bringing you your college football feast.
From the day before.
The cornucopia.
The day after.
The cure for the college football hangover.
That's right.
Yeah.
College football hangover.
There's a man there's a man who's probably just completely hungover right now.
Oh, gots to be. Gots to be. With good reason.
With good reason. With good reason.
It's a celebration.
Celebration.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Tell them if it.
Let's do some ACC wrap-up right now. We touched on Florida State Duke a little bit. Jameis Winston wrapping up Heisman, ACC Championship, ACC Player of the Year, ACC Freshman of the Year, freshman passing yards record, freshman touchdowns record,
beat
not
charges.
Guilty.
Not guilty.
not guilty. Beat charges.
You know, I'll go as far as to say innocent.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
A 45-7 beatdown of Duke. Duke, I think they played, you know, a good game.
They hung in there for the first quarter and a half.
Yeah.
And then it was off.
A quarter and a half.
James, I have to, like,
yeah.
I know.
For, no, yeah, you're right.
Like, because people were like, oh, Florida State's going to roll. Florida State's going to roll. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to. I mean, they obviously rolled last night. But
yeah,
that Duke team, for a team that literally was just like, you know what? We're here. Let's try and enjoy ourselves. They held Florida State in check for the first, you know.
They did. I mean, Jameis was
26 minutes of that game.
Jameis was missing on some throws.
Yeah.
In the first quarter. You know, it was like that. Kind of reminded me of like the Miami game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How just started off a little slow, threw a pick. Although he didn't throw a pick until after he'd thrown a touchdown in this game. But yeah, Duke looked all right. It's just everyone in that stadium, everyone watching that game knew eventually after. And I was telling Adrian, I was like, after FSU scores that first touchdown, it's just gonna roll.
It's gonna keep going.
It's just it's a wrecking ball.
If Oh, nice.
Oh, Miley, put your clothes back on.
Oh, okay.
If Duke had maybe scored in their, like, one of their first two possessions, that might have rattled.
If they would have scored off that FSU fumble on that initial drive,
yeah.
then we might have ourselves a ball game.
Then we had ourselves a ball game, because I could see, like, I was watching Jimbo and his offensive coordinator, I believe, were getting into it on the sideline at one point during the first quarter. I was like, oh, is there
are they paradise. Are
they turning on each other already?
And then the game actually
then Jameis, and then Jameis Winston remembered he was Jameis Winston, so
he wasn't what's it called? What is this called again?
Squinting.
He wasn't
squinting.
Wow, forgetting words. Yeah, he wasn't squinting too much. So I don't know if he had his contacts in or what. It seemed like he had
LASIK.
Yeah, his eyes were wide open. Maybe it's because it's wide open receivers. He's like, oh,
he's not facing charges no more.
No, Kelvin Benjamin though on that first touchdown.
Oh, that was
he's
good
a
throw.
Beast.
Man. He's a beast.
And he's a sophomore?
Yep.
David Cutcliffe, Coach of the Year, best season in Duke football history.
Yep.
You know, they had a very good season. That Duke defense had three players named to the ACC first team. Florida State only had one player, which was LaMarcus Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the defense for Florida State really came out fired up, you know, felt disrespected in a sense, and really – pretty much shut Duke out until the last minute of the game when he got that touchdown.
I'd like to say this, though. Duke's defense, they've got three or four freshmen, freshman corners, and then like a free, like that defense isn't bad.
They're building.
Not bad.
And in a weak ACC, I mean, we could see them next year. What, they had three losses?
They had two losses. Two losses to the ACC, they lost it, so it makes three. But, I mean, I can't sit there and tell you that Duke can't contend for the title again next year. Really can't say that.
I mean, they're all going to be there. Cutcliffe will still be there. Mm-hmm. That quarterback played well. He got knocked out. Boone.
Yeah. Anthony Boone.
Yeah. And then when he came back in, it just kind of seemed forced. By the time he came back into the game, then he was throwing picks and
stuff. Why was James still in the game like late in that fourth quarter? Seriously.
That's what I was thinking.
Like if he had gotten hurt.
Was McGuire didn't come in at the end of the game at all? I don't know. Did he just like run the ball or something?
When he comes in, they just hand off.
But no, Winston was still in the game for the longest time, and it was. Well, you're up. I mean, seriously, you're up. What? It was 31-0. You can pull him at that point.
You would think, but I don't know. Like you were saying during the break, coaches are always saying like, I want to give him extra reps. I want to get that extra.
Yeah, but
extra practice time.
How good is any extra reps if you get him injured? If he hurts himself,
gotta get some extra reps.
Yeah.
I thought they would have pulled him earlier, but Jameis Winston has. When was the last time he played a whole game this season? It's been a minute. I think
Boston College.
Yeah.
And was that week 3? Like the BCS wasn't even out yet. Yeah, so him getting a little bit of extra playing time, I don't really mind it. If he gets injured, Jimbo Fisher looks like the biggest idiot in
all. All
the
I'm
planet.
Saying is,
yeah.
Like Clayton picked Florida State, so I mean, you gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
He picked Florida State. Next thing you know, Winston got a torn ACL out for the year.
Oh, I threatened Clayton on that FSU Tears. Duke pick. You know, we had words.
You had words.
We had words. With that win, Florida State clinches a spot in the BCS National Championship. Which means another ACC team will go to the Orange Bowl. And right now it looks like Clemson is going to get the Orange Bowl invite.
It should be Duke.
And they will be playing against Ohio State. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Duke should honestly get that Orange Bowl bid after the season they had. And,
it's a new face, too.
Yeah.
It'd be,
right.
Bring in a new group of fans. And those Duke fans, I have a feeling, are going to travel pretty well. They do for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine for football, their first time being in a beast, their first time being in a bowl game, I think, right?
In a long time.
In a long, at least.
Well, they made a bowl last year, which was first time. Yeah,
yeah, but that
so
was
last
the first
year.
Year
for,
yeah, okay. But that was when they were 6-6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like a real bowl, right? I'm not talking about like the couches.com bowl. Yeah.
The old English 40 bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing like that, but new face, new team to include in the BCS fun. I think they should. Plus Clemson, how are you going to lose to South Carolina?
I agree.
Get out of here,
Connor Shaw. Who did I hear? Someone on this same radio station said that Connor Shaw was a good player.
No,
I'm like, who's been? You've not been watching Connor Shaw.
Well, Connor Shaw is a common name. They could have been talking about anyone. I'm sure there's a Connor Shaw
that
playing some high school ball
that
right
Connor
now.
Shaw playing lacrosse is such a good player.
Yeah, he is. And I'm sure he's the best.
Connor Shaw dropped a triple-double last night.
Oh.
Did he? Oh. Yeah.
No. Iowa City, Iowa, high school state championship.
Connor Shaw, that's what you came to expect from Connor Shaw.
Connor Shaw, yeah.
But if we're talking about South Carolina quarterbacks, no.
He had six shots on goal while playing soccer. It was
great. Yeah, right?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was awesome. He connected on three of them.
U.S. under-18 team, look out for Yeah. Clemson in the Orange Bowl, not such a good performance. The last time they were there, 2011, lost 70-33 to West Virginia. Mm. So if I'm, I'm not inviting them back to the Orange Bowl.
No, you don't get a bag of oranges. You don't even get that. Get out of here. Leave, please.
No, beat you with that bag of oranges.
Yeah. Right?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Exactly. That should be the voicemail left for the AD of Clemson. Yeah. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. No, they could play in some other bowl game.
We should go lobby for Duke.
We should start like a campaign for them.
Duke for Orange Bowl.
They
hashtag.
They announce it tonight, right?
Duke for Oranges. Yeah.
Tonight at 7, something like that.
I think it might be 8:30.
They do the selection show.
I make times up.
I can write an angry email.
Be sure to check your local listings.
It'll be 8:30, but it'll be tweeted out at 6.
Someone will spoil it for us.
I'll write a strongly worded letter to the members of the BCS selection committee.
You suck, but put Duke in the Orange Bowl, please.
Come on.
Why not?
Yours truly.
Why's that?
With love.
Scott, can we get one?
Why's that? Is there a why's that?
I don't know if you've got it.
What's that?
Yeah!
Dig it. Adrian, I know you're a big Florida State fan, but and I'm actually happy for you.
But you got to talk to your fan base, tell them to chill a little bit, because they're sitting there. Y'all are running around like you've been running this forever.
Rise up, my friends.
hey, your team's good and all, but Beyonce had the best video of all time.
I'm gonna let you win this Heisman, Jameis Winston.
Yeah. But just so you know, Bama's been doing this for a few years.
I like the Auburn approach right now. Granted, I don't live in Alabama, so I'm assuming that they're not super humble either. But it seems here in Jacksonville, the Auburn fans are just like, well, we're actually just really happy that we've gotten to this point.
They've been in hiding. Florida State
fans have been like, we've been running this for 6 years.
I don't blame Florida State fans for voicing their happiness. Only because we live in Gator country.
Oh, you're right.
Right here. You know what I mean? So, and in 2006 national title, 2008 national title, two basketball national titles in 2006-07. I don't really blame them. Tim Tebow winning the Heisman Award. I mean, you know, Urban Meyer just doing Urban Meyer things.
I could smile at the end of a Florida State season, I was in eighth grade. I'm a grown man with kids now. Can we please celebrate?
I'm not saying not to celebrate because you went 13-0 and you know, like you're playing for a national title. Yes, I'm happy for you. I'm just saying. Y'all got to chill a little bit, just a little bit.
I was wearing sweater vests,
khakis. Oh, good for you.
Sweater vests, khakis, Timberland boots, fake Timberland boots.
Listen, you're a grown man. Why aren't you still wearing sweater vests?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Your taste supposed to get sophisticated
the
when
sweater
you grow
vest
up,
went out with Trestle.
No.
Ooh, no, man. No.
Not the gold pants.
I still rock a sweater vest every once in a while, especially Christmas time, man. Yeah.
Don't sell the gold pants.
Is it an ugly sweater vest?
No, listen, I got like 5 or 6 sweater vests.
I got a t-shirt that looks like a sweater vest.
Well, see, I can
tell. It has like gingerbreads and stuff on it. My wife got it for me.
I don't think I've ever worn a sweater vest.
They're actually very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
I'm for either the sweater or the vest. I can't be wearing two at the same time.
You rock the sweater vest, you pair it with a nice, you know, nice button-up shirt.
I don't think I've ever worn a button-up shirt.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Matt's actually not even wearing shoes in the studio.
I'm not wearing shoes. So. I'm a basketball shorts and just regular t-shirt kind of guy.
I see all chest hair right now.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, let's say...
They're button-up.
Speaking of Florida State National Championship, looks like they'll be taking on Auburn, and we have the number one rated Auburn fan in the world, Wayne Money.
Wayne Money.
War Eagle.
Vegas, baby.
My goodness. Hey, y'all need to put the theme song on from Rocky.
The theme song for Rocky? Eye of the Tiger?
Dot, 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 dot. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of songs, the singing y'all were doing a while ago.
Yes.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay.
It's a good thing this is a weekend job for us.
Well, yeah. Glad you're honest.
My mixtape is dropping next week.
Oh, my
Cop that on iTunes.
And I understand that Adrian is a big FSU fan.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on y'all's win. I look forward to the championship game.
Congratulations to you all as well.
Okay. No. I'm sorry it's so late calling, but I just got my voice back.
I understand. I totally understand. So, Wayne, here's the biggest question. Are you going to go to the game?
And where's it at?
Pasadena, California. Wayne, we can road trip together.
Pasadena, what does the airline ticket cost? Tell you the truth, I'm on my cell phone. I'm hitchhiking. I'm on Commonwealth Avenue right now, going toward Interstate 10. Hopefully, I'll be there time the game is gone.
Well, you got a month, so I think
you'll make it.
I think you'll get there.
I mean, if Forrest Gump could run across country, I think you got it in you. You know, I just felt like running.
That's not funny. He played for Alabama.
Yeah, Forrest Gump was an Alabama man.
I forgot about that. Sorry to bring that up.
About that.
Okay. So, yeah, we shut down Forrest Gump, too.
That's right, you did. That Missouri game was wild. I mean,
oh, good grief.
59 points. What?
Well, I mean, we set all kind of records. Missouri set records. We set records. Both teams set records.
Defense set records.
Yeah, not the right type of records.
Set records, you know.
Just incredible.
Unbelievable game.
We're happy for you, Wayne, and thanks for calling, buddy.
Absolutely. Hey, you've been calling it since day one.
the other dude we all
Clayton.
Yeah, is he a Missouri fan? Is that why he's not here today?
Honestly, we don't know what happened to Clayton. We just know that he texted us and said he's got a 102 fever. So that could be a myriad of different things.
He's a Michigan fan. So if he was going to be in hiding, he should have been hiding a few weeks ago.
Well, it's probably because Michigan State won, beat Ohio State, and Michigan couldn't.
Yeah, little brother. Sick.
What, I don't know what's worse, Michigan or a Missouri fan?
it's a tie. We'll call it a tie.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, Wayne. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Good luck. Yep. What a bro. What a total bro. Calling it since week one, had been saying, watch out for Auburn. I thought, nah, this is one of those SEC fans who's just kind of, you know, a little over exuberant about his team. But you got to give credit where it's due.
He's a prophet.
11-1.
I thought he was drunk. But it turns out he was just really good at predicting games.
Drunk on knowledge.
a lot of coaching changes, you know, a lot of big names going new places.
That carousel.
New faces. Yeah.
And we still got the SEC wrap up to do too.
Yeah, and we got some more SEC football, more college football breakdown coming up next. The whole 10 yards. Woo. 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
College football, the whole 10 yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
1010 XL, 92.5 FM, the whole 10 yards. DJ Scott Irvine playing the jam.
DJ.
I can't stop dancing.
Yeah.
Ooh, there it is. Got a little shoulder in there.
Yeah,
we're all thrown down in the studio.
Yeah, we're all dancing and stuff.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at some SEC football. The SEC championship last night in Atlanta, Georgia, where a lot of people thought Auburn had a chance, if they won, to possibly jump Ohio State to play for the national championship. Ohio State eliminated themselves. Auburn,
I think,
took
Auburn
care of business.
I think they would have jumped him.
Yeah, after that performance last night. Auburn, a 59-42 win over number 5 Missouri. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, what SEC defenses though? Hey, they play defense in the SEC. Really?
Allegedly.
I think it's like with two magnets when you put the same. Yeah, they don't touch. If you got two SEC teams facing each other, that defense kind of goes out the window.
A little bit. I agree with you.
All right, let's get Drew in here. He's got some comments. Drew, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
I know you're talking college football, but I just wanted to call you and apologize for getting on you guys for saying that Cleveland Browns fans all look like me.
Mr. Carey.
Mr. Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey. Yeah. I went to the game last week, and you guys were right. They all do look like me. Especially the women.
Oh!
Cleveland. Boy,
I'll tell you, you should have seen this woman I had to sit next to in the dog pound. She was a big, big woman.
she was the top dog.
How big was she?
she is so big. She told me her doctor diagnosed her with flesh eating disease and gave her 24 years to live.
This must be Drew Carey.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, you know, I've got a new game show coming out.
Oh, yeah?
What's it called?
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be filmed in Cleveland, and it's kind of a takeoff on, The Price is Right. It's going to be only Browns fans. It's called The Noose is Right.
Oh.
I don't know if that's FCC broadcast.
That's a little dark.
Yeah. You know, Browns fans are going to compete for a chance to hang themselves after every Browns.
Wow.
All right.
Thanks.
Drew Carey, ladies and gentlemen.
Drew Carey, everyone.
Yeesh.
Well, they didn't look that bad.
That bad.
They had Josh Gordon and Whedon. Oh, well, I guess Whedon would make you want to do something like that, but
he'll make you want to leave the one you with.
I was going to go with make you feel some type of way. I was going to go with that. But I like yours better.
Usher.
Oh,
Wayne,
man.
Wayne's listening like, I thought I told him to stop singing.
I told him to chill with that music stuff.
I told him that mixtape's about to drop.
Yeah, right? Apparently. No, Trey Mason for Auburn. Just a ridiculous performance.
46 carries, though. You don't see that very often.
But then again, when you're able to just run like they were doing yesterday, I mean, hey, why not?
It was just right up the middle, just bang, bang, bang.
304 yards and 4 touchdowns.
And that's like, where Missouri's core is supposed to be, in the middle of that defense. Mm-hmm.
So Bo Jackson was there, and even Bo was like, man, I am impressed.
Yeah. Oh, they were showing him on the sidelines. He was freaking out at the end. He's like on his knees, holding his head. Like, he was getting stressed. He was like, he probably was taking a 5-hour energy or something.
Bo knows drama.
Bo knows. He's probably got a shirt that says that underneath. Yeah, Bo knows how to market himself.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is for sure. Nick Marshall even got 100 yards.
Yeah, but big shout out to Missouri, the Tigers, Missouri Tigers, because, you know, Tigers versus Tigers, that's still weird. Yeah, but shout out to Missouri making their statement in the SEC and showing that they do belong with.
Thanks for leaving the Big 12.
Quote, big boys.
Thanks for leaving the Big 12. You and Texas A&M just, you know, you guys leave and all of a sudden you're super good. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? And it just shows you, you know, James Franklin doesn't get injured. Not that Matty Mock didn't play well in his absence, but James Franklin doesn't get injured. They beat South Carolina in that game that they should have won anyway. They're up like 16-0 in the fourth quarter. They're undefeated going into this game. Yeah, you never know what could have been, you know. I think Missouri could have come into this game a little more confidence, a little more driven had they have been competing for a chance at a national title. Not saying that they didn't give it their all. They absolutely did. But those little motivating factors, you know, they make the difference. I think Missouri understood that even if they win that game personally and Ohio State still loses, I think Alabama plays for the national title before Missouri does.
Yeah, I think they would have got the bid before Missouri.
I think it would have played out that way, and I think Missouri understood that too. But no, like you said, props to them putting up that much yards on Auburn, and double props once again to Auburn for playing the way they did after an emotional win last week against Bama. 2 weeks before that, the emotional Hail Mary pass, so able to control their emotions.
Yeah. We'll get into a little bit more Tiger on Tiger Crown when we get back. The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This is Fred Taylor.
I'm Bill Polian.
This is Daryl Johnston.
1010 XL is the hottest radio on the planet.
1010 XL.
1010 XL.
92.5 FM. Gators, Seminoles, Canes. The whole 10 yards on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, the whole 10 yards here on 1010 XL, 92.5. Wally Oligan here, Adrian Wade.
Yo.
Matt Ziegler.
Sup.
Went street on us.
Oh, I'm so hard.
Pause.
Double pause.
Double pause.
I can't be hard. What? What? Okay.
I've got nothing else to tell you, my bad. Yeah. Anyway, so we're kind of wrapping up the show here. We've got the last few minutes, and the regular season for college football is pretty much done.
Tis.
So let's look back at our picks. First off.
Let's not.
Matt, last week you went 4-1.
Nice.
The only game you missed was the Arizona State game.
Yep. Adrian. I was about to pick Stanford.
No, listen, I know.
I use reverse psychology.
Yeah. Adrian, you went 3-2, but it's understandable. Got to use the reverse psychology.
You picked against FSU every game this year, too. So,
yep.
Clayton.
13 wins.
Clayton also went 3-2, and I went 3-2. As far as our callers go, it was a very close battle, but Allen is our winner because he went a perfect 5-0 last week.
Ooh, Allen.
So, Allen, we'll get a hold of you this week so you can pick up your swag courtesy of the whole 10 yards and 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Ooh. Here are the final statistics in the pick'em.
Okay.
Adrian.
I guess we're starting from the bottom.
We are. you finished the season 38-32.
Okay.
Respectable.
Okay.
Over 500.
Okay.
Over 500, but, you know, at the bottom. Clayton, I know you can't hear us, right? Or maybe you can hear us, you're just not calling in.
The milkman.
You went 41-29. Also, very, very good record. Very good record. Matt.
Yeah.
Between you and I.
Yeah.
You.
Lost.
Are down a game to me.
Woo.
At 42-28, making me the regular season winner at 43-27.
Yeah.
Having to climb from the pits of hell.
This guy knows to come back and win. This guy knows
now,
college football.
It's all about the playoffs.
Yeah,
man.
All the records go out the window when we decide to pick all of the BC, all of the bowl games. And I'm not saying just the BCS games, all of the bowl games.
You're about to be the Peyton Manning of
pick'em. I was just thinking Peyton Manning. Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
So the best quarterback to ever play the game. Okay, cool.
Regular season.
Regular season, you got it.
That's fine. I'll take it. Listen, first and last time I'll probably be a winner of something
like this.
You're
probably going to get a call from the Gators like, hey, why don't you help us out?
Hey, you want to come help us out?
You know some stuff.
I do know some things. So that's how it breaks down. Next week, though, once we've got the finalists as far as all of the bowl games, we will probably won't go through all of the picks on air, but we'll do the big bowls.
We should do somewhat of a playoff thing with the callers that have won. Because, I mean, do we have a record of all the ones that have won?
For the most part, I think we've got to collect it. But
all right, we'll do
it
something
is
like that.
What it is. Oh, anyways.
That's that sign-off music.
Oh, man, we got a minute, like less than a minute left. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, the MC Wally, W-A-L-E, Adrian Wade.
At Adrian Wade, A-D-R-I-E-N.
Matt Ziegler.
At Matt Ziegler, 454.
Clayton Tinkle is at Tink _CFB. Thank you for listening to the whole 10 yards on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Any last words, gentlemen?
See you next week.
We will see you next week. NFL, what is it? NFL kickoff preview show. ESPN Radio is up next.
Yep.
I believe so.
So make sure you all keep it locked here.
No Jaguars game because they already won.
Because they already won. They won Thursday. So if you're in a fantasy football playoff,
yep, good luck.
Change your lineups, but really don't, because that's how you overthink.
You might be jinxing yourself.
Yep. Don't do it.
Hey, thanks, Scott Irvine.
Thank you.
Whole 10 yards, 92.5, 1010XL.
1010XL and 92.5 FM. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.